Oui, bien sûr. Merci, Monsieur le Président. I will quickly address the question from the distinguished delegate of Cuba, to whom also an explanation was given on the side by my colleague. So we will make sure he also gets the details of the answer. But basically, the differential that can be stark when looked at paper can be explained via the cost estimates. And my colleagues too have explained to me that the difference is in the number of documentation or the volume or estimated documentation and translation thereof. With one, for example, only seeing about 15K for documentation and the other 60K for documentation. So that in that specific case, that explains the differential, and the details thereof are also visible in the cost estimates, which we will be sharing also with the Cuban delegate as a reminder. I think there was also a question by the distinguished delegate of the United States on whether we thought that some elements of the proposal originally put on the table by the Dutch, your predecessor, in fact, would help. And I think, you know, I would echo what many delegates have mentioned. The root cause is non-payments and late payments, and that's the ultimate solution. But yes, definitely, the elements contained by the proposal of the Dutch presidency would go a long way in attenuating the issues faced at the moment. And indeed, the Dutch delegation had been closely in touch with our financial services and ourselves on the matter too. And then, if you allow me, Mr. President, I just wanted to say that there were a lot of proposals that came from the floor, and as Secretariat, ODA, and the financial services of UNOG are at the disposal of the presidencies and of you all to advise on any technical matter, on the pros and cons of any initiative, again, from a technical point of view. And finally, a word of thanks for those who have thanked and recognized the role of our lonely ISU member. There should be two, but we can barely afford one at the moment. So I appreciate that too. Thank you very much.